Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can go there and find the body of work that Kelly Ohlweiler has deposited with us over the last, golly, more than 12 years. That's right. August was her 12th anniversary, and it's amazing. You heard her take a gasp there, folks. She couldn't believe she'd been hanging out with me that long. But Kelly, thank you for being here. Thank you for all the time you've given us over the years. All the great information. Folks, if you want to go hear about paradoxical thinking, you cannot get it anywhere better than from Kelly. And the things that she's taught us over the years are still evergreen right now. So go check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kelly, how can we find you online?
www.kelbergen.com, and that's spelled K-E-L, B as in boy, E-R-G-A-N.
KelBergen.com. So check it out. And her book is called Paradoxical Thinking. We're talking about not paradoxes at all. We're talking about real estate. And Kelly, I'm going to say something right now that I don't know if I've said this specifically or not, but my audience won't be surprised to hear me say this. I don't trust Wall Street. Was I namby-pamby about that at all?
I bet you're the only person who doesn't.
I don't trust Wall Street. And here's why, Kelly. There are a lot of reasons why. There are 100 reasons why. But think about this. Most of us out here in Flyover America need to be investors, not traders. And if you watch CNBC for 1 hour or 24 hours, you'll almost never hear these days the word invest. You'll hear, but 1,000 times you'll hear the word trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, if you're trying to save for retirement, you don't need to be trading. You need to be investing. And that's the reason why I'm more attracted to real estate than I am to stocks. What do you think?
I agree with you. And actually, I've always agreed with you.
Now, let me say this, folks. This is just for me. I'm not trying to. There are a lot of things that I'll tell you that I think you should do for your small business, and I'll be adamant about that. But this, what I'm telling you right now, this is just for me. You can decide on your own. What do you think, Kelly?
I agree. I know I have made that choice for myself. My husband did not make that choice for himself. We approach it from very different perspectives. I've come out ahead, needless to say.
Is he a trader or is he an investor?
He's a trader.
Well, then if you're a trader, if you've got time to be a trader, that's different. But most of us don't.
But let me tell you what we're doing now is he has moved money over to a self-directed IRA, and I am finding property for his IRA to purchase.
Huh.
And he's getting right now between 9% and 12% on his money.
Right. So you can use money from an IRA to invest in real estate.
If you turn it into a self-directed IRA. And there are several organizations in the United States who manage those.
Right.
And there are very specific rules.
So you can actually get a tax deduction on your down payment.
Yeah.
Right.
One of the things that's interesting right now, one of the things that is working for real estate investors is that there are a lot of people out there who are willing to owner finance the property. So I have found, for example, one of the investments that I found for his IRA was owner finance.
I've used owner financing at least 3 times in my life, and it works great.
It works great, and a lot of people are willing to negotiate that way.
I bought a piece of property one time, and the guy gave me a price, and I said, okay. We negotiated our price. We got down to a certain point, and he said, there's only one catch. I said, what? He said, you have to let me finance it. And I said, oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch. but that was the deal. He did not want his money. He wanted me to get the interest. He didn't want the bank to get the interest.
Yes. And I can understand that. And there are a lot of reasons for owner financing right now. However, because of some of the new laws, if you are someone who wants to own or finance, I know in our state, what happened is when the mortgage industry it's the SAFE Act. Have you heard about the SAFE Act?
No. Tell us about it.
The SAFE Act is something that Congress passed in 2008, and it's the Secure and Fair Enforcement Act for Mortgage Licensing.
Right.
And what they did is the Fed said, every state, you need to come up with something about this. And they gave them some guidelines. Well, the mortgage industry said, hey, state, we'll do it for you. And that way you don't have to spend your time or your money trying to figure this out.
Right.
Well, what they essentially did is they wrote out private investors so that they can no longer own or finance. You have to be a licensed lender.
Right. Really?
State licensed or federal.
Where is this? Which this is federal?
Well, federal is the one that Congress said this has to be done and gave the states the opportunity to come up with their own
way. Are you saying because of the SAFE Act, I can't own or finance a piece of property?
Well, basically, unless it was your very own home that you were moving from, you could finance that, but nothing else.
Really?
So our CREA got a lobbyist and went after our state because the state allowed the mortgage industry to write it for them. Habitat was kicked out, but they found out about
interesting.
It.
Kelly, I got to wrap it up. Folks, look into this yourself. And thank you for bringing it to our attention, Kelly, for being here and for being here. We'll see you next time. Check out the SAFE Act, folks. Kelly O'Water will be back. Thank her for letting us know about that. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.